Eva Codra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thought Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. We've got a couple of emails on this week's programme, so we'll come to them later on in the programme. In the meantime, something lively from Dé Danann to start it off with. An instrumental, the Hardy Boys from Ballymote. A jig to get your feet tapping. Dé Danann and the Hardy Boys from Ballymote. Now, did you notice the drum, the beat there? That was done by a Bowron, the Irish drum that I tell you more about. It's wonderful, the sound they get, and they can alter the pitch. Absolutely fantastic musicianship from one of Ireland's leading traditional groups, Dé Danann. And continuing in that up-tempo mood, a track from Johnny McAvoy and his Homeboy's Home.
When I was a young boy, I longed to see the world. to sail across the ocean and see the sails unfurled. I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I've wandered far and wide now of the world. I've had my fill and it's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown green in the old country. When I left my love behind and sailed across the tide, I promised I'd be back again and take her for my bride. But many years have come and gone and still I'm far away. I know she is my own true love and waiting for the day that I'm home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown green in the old country. Now I know there's more to do than sailing o'er the foam. Happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home. For money can't buy happiness and money cannot bind. So now I'm going back to find the girl I left behind. And it's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown green in the old country. And it's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown green in the old country.
You know, I'm a big fan of Johnny McAvoy, very talented musician. That was his version of Home Boys Home. And we might squeeze another Johnny McAvoy in before the end of the programme. Now, our next track from Dermot O'Brien is a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade. And most of the tracks we play on Sounds Irish are people sailing away from Ireland. But Dermot, well, Dermot O'Brien is happy because he's travelling home to Dublin City.
I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing. I'm a liberty boy that I'll never deny, and I love the old town I was born in, and I rue the day that I sailed away on a gray November morning. Oh, my love, shed a tear as we stood on the pier, but I told her I had to be going. You're my treasure and pearl, and my own darling girl, but my wild oats I had to be sowing. But I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing to be there. Well, I've seen all of the sights and this great world's delights, and I've sailed from Vancouver to Dover, and I've hunted the whale, and I've weathered the gale. Now my roving days are all low. but I miss Moore Street's smell and the only peace well and the Pigeon House lights in the evening and Dolly Mount Strand where we walked hand in hand and we watched while the mailboat was laden. Oh, I'm sailing home to Dublin City, and the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing. And the one who's waiting for me there, home again to Dublin City, and oh, how I'm longing.
Dermot O'Brien, and we'll give it its proper title this time, Joe, Sailing Home to Dublin City. And he was mentioning various sights and attractions in Dublin that he was looking forward to seeing again. Moore Street, which is a type of market, and he was talking about the Pigeon House and Dollymount Strand, a beach close to Dublin. And I wonder how many Irish people listening to the programme wishing they were sailing home to Dublin City. A couple of weeks ago on Sounds Irish, I played a track from the Burns Sisters. If you recall, it was called The Workhouse and how they were put into the workhouse during the famine. Here's another track from the Burns Sisters, and this one is entitled My Father's Blue Eyes, not to be confused with My Grandfather's Emigrant Eyes. This, well, listen to the lyrics. It tells a lovely story.
Born to a dreamer, simple, compassionate man, who gave me the love that I needed and taught me to love this land. He never cared about money, but he was as rich as and the trees and his garden. And I remember how he loved to sing. Farewell to the days of my childhood. Farewell to the lost lullabies, to the innocence, beauty and wonder. Farewell to my father's blue eyes. I found my way to the city as I had a dream of my own. never go home, so they say. But I leave my heart in these mountains. They buried my father.
Sisters and my father's blue eyes. They make a lovely sound, don't they? Now, my first Daniel O'Donnell track this week and my first email of the programme this week comes from a lady in Calgary in Canada, and she says how much she enjoys the programme. And could I play the Daniel O'Donnell song that I played a couple of weeks ago about going home to Donegal? I think I know the one you mean. This is Daniel and his interpretation of Destination, Donegal. And Daniel should know, he's from Donegal.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasland and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call there beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. Oh, Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasland and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call there beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
Daniel O'Donnell and Destination Donegal. And Mary, I hope you enjoyed that one. I think it was on last week's programme, we still got Daniel in mind, and I played Daniel's version of The Rose of Tralee, or maybe it was the week before. And why am I telling you all this? Well, I'm going to play you a version of The Rose of Tralee now. I think I did play it once before. It's very unusual. Now, Tralee is down in County Kerry, and we all know the pale moon was rising. That song, The Rose of Tralee, it's given an unusual treatment here by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, and they do rather strange things with it towards the end. You may not approve, but take a listen. I don't think the purists would approve, but it was all right. I don't think that wasn't too bad at all. Fred Waring and the gang, and their version of the Rose of Tralee. Now let's have an instrumental from the group Alton. Some fine fiddle playing here, and their version of a piece called The Pigeon on the Gate. Thank you. love to be able to play fiddle like that. Alton and their wonderful version of The Pigeon on the Gate. Now, my first track this week from my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, is a track that was, well, it was a big hit for Philomena Begley some years ago, and ABBA also recorded it. But listen to Foster and Allen and their version of The Way Old Friends Do.
Can share the silence, finding comfort together the way old friends do. And after fights and words of violence, we make up with each other the way old friends do. Times of joy and times of sorrow, we will always see it through. Oh, I don't care what comes tomorrow, we can face it together the way old friends do. Together, the way old friends do. And after fights and words of violence, we make up with each other the way old friends do. Times of joy and times we will always see it through. Oh, I don't care what comes tomorrow, we can face it together the way old friends do. We can face it together the way old friends do.
Hi, I liked that. Particularly the way the chorus were joining in the singing. And I was joining in the singing, but I had the mic off. The way old friends do from Foster and Allen. And we'll probably be hearing from them again before the end of the programme. And why not? I want to play for you now another track from that wonderful Johnny Doohan album I got some weeks ago. And this is a track, it paints a gorgeous picture, a lovely picture of, well, as the title suggests, just another town. Imagine it. So this is wonderful poetry in my book. Johnny Doohan and Just Another Town paints a very true picture.
The old spinster is gone insane. Her next door neighbor is in church again. Two drunks are fighting down in the lane, and little children are playing a game. Dogs are barking, little girls sing, and the chapel bell begins to ring. Someone deals Bobby a king, and the pavement money starts to ring. And the street is drifting into evening, while the sun is going down. I'm just back there capturing the feeling, though it's just another town. Just another town. The cripple crawls up the avenue, and someone else says, how do you do? Someone kicks a ball over to you, while the sky begins to lose its hue. And a group of old stevedores from the ships come up the street, bent from the hips. One takes a cigarette from his lips. Someone else drops the coin. And the street is drifting into evening, while the sun is going down. I'm just back there capturing the feeling, though it's just another town. Just another town. And in the band room up on the hill, a brass band's playing, I can hear it still. The slight trombone is softly blown. The old nurse is on her way to the shops. The epileptic suddenly drops. Down the hill, my father's in the docks. In the bar, the drinking never stops. Bobby throws down a pair of queens. The church bell interrupts someone's dreams. Someone's talking of football teams. Some girl is straightening her nylon seam. And the street is drifting into evening, while the sun is going down. I'm just back there capturing the feeling, though it's just another town. Just another town.
Johnny Doone there, and Just Another Town. I put that in the same sort of vein as the Christofferson number, Sunday Morning Coming Down, painting a picture of a town, painting it very well, as I may say. And now, for some more instrumental dexterity. Hey, this time it's Jerry O'Connor, that fabulous banjo player, and he's playing a piece entitled The Fox Rock Hornpipe.